Introduction. To the uninitiated or skeptical, the tarot may seem to be nothing more than a deck of simple picture cards with no apparent purpose or meaning. But to those willing to open their minds and imaginations, these cards become much more. The tarot represents a journey into an ancient world of spiritual knowledge. Although created in antiquity, its wisdom is timeless, and now possibly more relevant than ever before. In today's changing world, the tarot can be an integral guide and a useful tool in gaining insight into one's own life choices, incorporating a bigger spiritual perspective. The cards are the way we access the knowledge of the tarot. Each image represents a specific life experience, both universal and deeply personal. Ultimately, a deck of tarot cards is an invitation to one's own self-discovery. So don't be timid. Load the ship and set out. No one knows for certain whether the vessel will sink or reach the harbor. Just don't be one of those merchants who won't risk the ocean. From Work in the Invisible, Rumi. Using cards comprised of images and symbols, the tarot makes an invisible world visible. These eternal archetypes have a life of their own and stimulate recognition deep within our subconscious. Like a book of historical photographs, the tarot presents characters and stories that may seem foreign, but somehow familiar at the same time. Pictures that stir memories and compel us to dig deeper into our psyche for meaning and answers. We consult the cards when seeking answers, and this is appropriate, for the tarot is a wise oracle. The images of the tarot form a mysterious pictorial language. They are keys into a state of awareness and insight that cannot be described by the limitations of mere words. The tarot is a visual medium and stimulates the imagination. Oswald Wirth, in The Tarot of the Magicians, describes the tarot as a true alphabet of the imagination, saying further that to divine is to imagine rightly. It is unfortunate that in modern times the word divination carries so much negative baggage, such as fortune-telling, prophecy, even sorcery, when divination is an act of intentionally connecting to the divine. All the knowledge in the world is of little matter if we cannot apply it to our everyday lives, to the present and possible future. It is through the art of divination that we learn about the cards, and it is as much an art as storytelling or painting.